Hi, everybody. Welcome to Matt and Dory's Excellent Adventure. I'm Matt.
I'm Dory.
Happy Hanukkah to all of you, and to all a good night.
Yeah.
Is there a famous Hanukkah poem or anything that we should know?
There's some songs.
No, like
Night Before Christmas story? No.
Okay.
I mean, Hanukkah doesn't, as I think we've discussed before, Hanukkah does not have similar religious significance as Christmas.
Let's just look. Christmas is just a birthday. The big one is Easter.
Okay.
Everybody's born, but nobody comes back from the dead except JC.
Oh, that's fair. I'm just saying, like, I think in a lot of people's minds, Hanukkah and Christmas have become like equated in a way, but that's just because they kind of coincidentally tend to fall around the same time. And so
I think it's also good because like Jewish kids are like, hey, guess what? I get presents for 8 days, you little bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
And then all the kids who just have Christmas go, well, I get a fuck ton of presents on one day.
Yeah, it's true.
Which is either exciting or not.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Hanukkah.
Henry really gets the best of everything.
Delayed gratification. Christmas, it's like instant gratification.
Henry gets
all the gratification.
9 days of presents.
Yeah, he really scores. He knows that Hanukkah starts tomorrow. We've talked about it.
Has he talked about his presents?
He hasn't talked about his presents.
And really, he's in it for the candles.
He does love lighting the candles. And yeah, I guess we'll make potato pancakes tomorrow too. I have to get some supplies.
In addition to what?
In addition to like candles and presents. And
gotcha.
That kind of vibe. So we'll do all that. He'll probably want to help me make the potato pancakes, the latkes.
Or not. I mean, he's
very fickle.
Really taking some left turns here when I think he's going to take a right.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people also eat jelly donuts on Hanukkah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, because they're also fried in oil.
Significance of that is the oil.
Yes.
So is it like a lot of things that are fried you guys are like into?
It somehow only seems to be latkes and jelly donuts.
I mean,
and specifically jelly donuts. Why? I could not tell you. That was certainly, you know, not something that the ancient scholars dictated.
Would you make your own, or is it a situation where you can go to Dunkies and pick up 12?
You can go to Dunkies. Some people like to make their own. Mm-hmm. I've never tried that myself. We don't really have a deep fryer, so I don't know that we could do it.
We could absolutely do it. You don't need a deep fryer. You just need a pot and a thermometer.
Oh, well, we have both of those.
Yeah. Well, oil, too.
We have oil.
Yeah, but do we have enough oil?
Maybe not.
To deep fry.
Okay. I guess there's no way
deep frying donuts
possibly get some oil.
It's like so much oil. It's an absurd amount of oil.
I can only imagine. It's probably a ton of oil.
So if you've ever made donuts, let us know in the comments below. Hit the bell icon.
Yeah, I got to get some applesauce and sour cream. And then we're going to be seeing my parents for most of Hanukkah, so maybe we'll make potato pancakes with them. I'm sure my mom will want to make some matzo ball soup.
I mean,
as per her
whatever floats
tradition.
Her holiday boat.
I also realize I have to really sit down and look at all of Henry's gifts and make sure that we have 8 ready, and I might need to pick up a few more things. So,
what is he getting for Christmas?
Well, he has a shit ton of Bluey stuff.
Yes, but like, I was wondering, is any of that Hanukkah stuff?
I don't know. I think like we got him a Yodo player. I thought that would be his like big Hanukkah gift.
Yeah.
And then my sister sent some Hanukkah, like a Hanukkah present. Mm-hmm. My parents are gonna get him a Hanukkah present this week. They said
they're gonna go shopping for it,
I guess. Okay. And then I have like, I got him a new sweatshirt and t-shirt that could be for one night. Like a lot of people like to do like a night of books, a night of clothes, a night of, you know, kind of like themed. So I was thinking I would get him a new book.
Well, since he's an only child, it doesn't matter what you get him because whatever that is the theme.
Oh, interesting point.
You know?
Yeah, that's an interesting point. So, yeah. So, and we do have a lot of, stuff stockpiled for Christmas. So maybe I'll take a look at that and see if there's something I want to use for Hanukkah, but not any of like the big stuff.
Well, if you can figure that out, if you could give him bingo for Hanukkah.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Because I have that in my car right now. I went to North Hollywood to get bingo. Stuffed bingo.
Did you end up, did either of us end up ordering Daisy?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not yet.
Okay.
Figured I had time.
I was just wondering.
Because there's a week. I don't know.
We should probably get on that. He's really into Daisy, and he really...
He's concerned. Every time he sees a parade on television that features Disney, and Daisy's not there, he asks.
He's like, where's Daisy?
Where's Daisy? I don't understand. Why wouldn't Daisy be there?
She's not on his blanket.
Nope.
She wasn't in Disney on Ice.
Nope.
So, you know, he's like, he's got a real, like, justice for Daisy
I mean, I get vibe. It. I mean, it's hard to, you know, recreate the magnetism of a cartoon Daisy in, you know, real life form.
You think that's why?
Well, I told him that every time she's not there, she's babysitting Figaro, which is Minnie's cat.
I mean, she could be cat sitting.
Yeah. She's a happy helper.
Yeah.
So I don't know how long that's going to fly.
Yeah, and then I have a couple things for Matt. Didn't go overboard this year because we're trying to kind of rein it in.
I've got you nothing.
Okay.
Because I thought that was the deal.
Oh, I didn't think we were doing nothing.
Oh, I thought we were doing nothing.
Oh, I mean, that's fine.
I was like convinced and satisfied that we were doing nothing.
That's fine if you want to do nothing.
Well, what are you going to do with my stuff now?
I guess I'll just give it to Bo.
Give it to Henry for Hanukkah.
I could. There's a couple things that he actually, I got you three things and two of them he definitely cannot use. Mm. So.
All right.
But seriously, don't feel pressure to get me anything.
That's a hogwash if I ever heard it.
No, I'm serious. Now, if Henry wants to get me something, sure.
I see. Okay. What did he say? I'm not interested in that.
So we were giving Holly her holiday gift today, and I said, "Hey, bud, do you want to help me make a card for Holly?" And he said, "I'm not interested of that."
Right.
And then he kept repeating it. Nope. I'm not interested of that. I said, "Okay." It's
and
fine.
He said it to me 14 times. Like, but no one's forcing you to do anything.
Literally no one's forcing you. It's fine.
Noted.
Yeah.
Well.
Sorry, I have to. Henry's music lesson texted to see if we are on our way. And I was like, I emailed earlier that he is sick.
Oh. Well, they probably were just like, he's sick for the recital.
No, I said specifically he's not going to be able to go to class today as well. So.
Henry's on the vom truck, everybody.
He's doing that thing where he...
Coughs so much
that he makes himself throw up, which is like a thing that he's been doing since he was a baby, and it's not fun for anyone.
No. And I asked him if he was if his tummy wasn't feeling good or if it was just that he was coughing so much, and he says that it's just that he's coughing so much.
Yes, I think he's right. I mean, he otherwise seems fine.
Well, This morning it was, I mean, it was like a symphony of bombs.
Yeah.
He hit the couch twice, the rug once. We went through three pairs of two pajamas, one pair of regular clothes. And that was before 8 o'clock in the morning. And also he had only had a piece of Raisin Toast.
And then he ate kind of normally. And then he didn't throw up again. And then I put him down for his nap. And after like 20 minutes, I heard him starting to cough. I mean, he was calling for me. So I like run in there and he like threw up a little in his crib. And then he threw up more. I like took him out of his crib. And he threw up more on the floor and on like a pillow.
This is what it's like, everybody, in case you're wondering. Kids get sick and you're just cleaning up vomit is a fact of life.
Yeah. it truly is. I mean, I'm sure, you know, people know that, but I mean, I think actually relatively, knock on wood, Henry has not been as sick as a lot of kids this fall. He had like a few weeks of sickness in like October, November, but it was just like a really bad cold. He didn't have COVID. He didn't have RSV. He didn't have the flu. And actually when he had that cold, he also did the thing where he coughed so much that he threw up. And all that like post-nasal drip going into his throat.
Yes, and his refusal to ever blow his nose or spit it out.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. So.
On the bright side, he slept fine last night.
Yeah, he did.
I told you, so when he started, he's like, it just like that, he started to sound terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what night it was that I texted you.
Yeah.
Texted you in the house because we were outside.
Yeah.
I was like, he sounds sick.
He had like a froggy throat.
Yeah. And now, guess what? He is. And that's just a hoot.
It's just life. I mean, and we were supposed to go to one of his classmates' Christmas parties tomorrow, and that child has COVID. So
now... We are not going to that.
We are not.
Instead, we will be here again.
Yes. Well, we're going to take a break in a minute. And I also just want to tell everyone that we are going to be running a rerun next week. There will be no new episode next week. We're going to take Christmas off.
Day.
Yes.
Would be normally when the new one comes out.
Mm-hmm.
But stop being a Scrooge and expecting us to do that. Gotcha.
So, yeah. But please do still email us, dorymatt@gmail.com.
Matt, don't you think it would be kind of fun to, because I got to bring the equipment anyway, to record a podcast with your parents?
No. Absolutely not.
It's the fastest no I've ever heard from you. Like, ever. And I've asked her a lot of dumb things. And that's the fastest you've ever said no.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm intrigued. I gotta get her on my own, on the Star Trek show then.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I'll see if they want to talk about Star Trek.
They'll have a lot to say.
Deep Space Nine, anyone?
My uncle's very into Star Trek.
Oh, that's true, yeah. He was very excited that Will was at the wedding.
Yeah, but my parents are not.
Not so much?
No.
All right.
But please email us, dorymatt@gmail, mattanddory@gmail. Call or text us at 413-461-BABY because we will be recording the following week, and it would be nice to have some emails and some voicemails to kick off the new year in style.
Send all your new year resolutions.
Do you have any new year's resolutions?
Not yet.
Okay.
Right now, my resolution is to rewire my entire audio setup here and clean this desk off.
That's a good resolution.
It's my dream.
Is it?
Get that done. Oh my God, yes.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? Look at this place.
I mean, I also need to clean off my desk.
It's like Mug City, Candletown.
Yeah. Wire Town.
Oh, there's so many wires. There's an upsetting amount of wires. I filled up every port in my iMac Pro. So.
How many ports?
There's like nine.
Nine ports?
It's ridiculous. All That's right.
So many ports.
We'll be right back.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Are you ready to get active? Well, think Bombas, the better basics that take sweat wicking, blister preventing, friction-free movement seriously. Look, they finally admitted it. It's in the ad copy. Golfing is among the activities that Bombas is proud to be a part of. And nearly every time I golf, Bombas socks are a part of my golf game. In fact,
same today, for tennis. Same for tennis, oh, Matt.
I had to wear the high ones today because it was 37 degrees.
Wow. I bet you loved those soft, breathable materials.
I loved literally everything about them, including their fun bluish green color. Look, nice. I've been talking about Bombas forever, guys. Socks, underwear, t-shirts are the number one, two, and three most requested items in homeless shelters. And that's why for every comfy item you purchase, Bombas donates another comfy item to someone experiencing homelessness. Performance socks are made with technically advanced features like proprietary hex tech. Oh, that makes sense now that the hex is stitched in there. Mm-hmm. Oh, it incorporates sweat wicking.
The light bulb's
yarns.
Going off.
Supportive strategic zone cushioning, built-in ventilation to increase airflow. Bombas are a gym bag staple that are made to last and a golf bag staple. And if they experience any wear or tear, Bombas will replace them for life. I didn't know that.
Wow.
Hold the phone.
Wow.
But I was like, I got to get some socks replaced. And then I realized none of them are in need of replacement. Their performance socks are very colorful and comfortable, and you want to wear them even when you're not working out or hitting the links. No matter how you like to get active, Bombas has something for you. Gripper socks to help you stay balanced in Pilates and bar, or for Dory's dad, whose favorite thing is socks that have grippers on the bottom. Left, right foot contoured running socks give you a perfect fit that won't slide in your shoe. Merino wool socks keep you comfy and supported all day while on the course, baby. Bombas has a 100% happiness guarantee. That means you're covered for life. Reach out anytime. Their happiness team will help facilitate easy returns, exchanges, or replacements. Go to bombas.com/adventure. Use the code adventure for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/adventure and use the code adventure at checkout. Hi, everyone. We're back. We just discovered a secret that my wife has never revealed until today. She listens to all the podcasts that she needs to do edits on in Dropbox, like a lunatic.
Why is that weird?
I mean, it's just weird. You're using a web browser as an audio player.
So?
Like, on purpose.
Like, who cares?
Me. God.
Wow. Okay. Well, on that note, we have a voicemail.
We do have a voicemail, and I'm going to play it in the Dropbox browser. Let's see how this works out. Here we go.
Hi, this is Becca. I have called in a whole bunch of times, usually ranting and raving about something. Last time it was paid parental leave. Today it is outside monitoring to respond to your caller who is from Atlanta but going to Big Bear or LA or somewhere in between and considering outside monitoring. And I just wanted to say I cannot agree more with what Matt and Dory said. My entire IVF process was done with outside monitoring. I live in Colorado, and I did my actual egg retrievals and transfers in California. So my outside monitoring was where I lived in Colorado. So the opposite of you in terms of time change, also only 1 hour difference of time change, also no stress regarding travel and snow and holidays and things like that. And still, despite everyone promising on both sides that that they would get the results and they'd get them on time and the clinic would call me back in time with all the things, almost every cycle, and I did three retrievals and two transfers total, not to mention just like some cycles of just monitoring and testing, almost every time I had to call in the middle of the day and be like, hey, is this still happening, anyone? A few times they missed it. Fortunately, their advice in terms of what to do with my medication ended up working out fine in those cases. But even if they say they can, the odds are, I think at least 50%, if not more, that you would go through all of that stress and chaos and then not get the results in time, especially given that your time change is even more extreme and in the wrong direction. So that is just my two cents. I know waiting 3 months is just horrible, but I think that, I just think it's a better option than trying this, which could ultimately prove futile, even if everyone promises that everything will go right and the weather looks good and all that. So that is my advice. I live in Northern Colorado in about 2,400 square feet, 40-inch TV in the living room, and then a little TV that is just sort of floating around in a box in our house because we can't figure out where to put it. Probably should get rid of it. And it's the end of the year, so it's hard to even remember, but maybe like 3 Costco hot dogs this year. Thanks. Bye.
Good news, everybody. Bo just let one rip.
It smells so bad.
And it wasn't loud. It just snuck up on us.
I was like, did someone just fart?
And for once, I said no. And for another once, it wasn't Dory.
It's true. Well, mine are usually loud.
They are.
So at least you know they're coming.
It's like Gabriel, you know, just blowing that trumpet for the end of days.
That's me.
What a fun way to describe your wife's farts. Okay. Welcome back to the show. Mawich. It's here. Let me go back to this. Thank you for the voicemail.
Thank you for agreeing with us.
Mostly thank you for agreeing with us. And I've stood up, guys.
We have not gotten an update from the person who originally wrote into us about the outside monitoring. So I don't know what she has decided to do.
I mean, we probably shamed her into never communicating with us again.
I know. I mean, I hope she either like really took us to heart and decided to push the cycle, or she's doing it and she somehow miraculously has this like amazingly seamless process.
Again, yeah, if she has a plan that's going to work, then we are all for that plan. We just don't think her plan's going to work.
Yeah,
and she'll be better off not stressing about it.
Sounded very stressful. We got another email about this from Amanda, who said, "Hi, Matt, Dory, Henry, and Beau. Just a quick suggestion for the emailer dealing with the imminent lab closure. Might she be able to start birth control pills on the first day of her cycle to push it back just a few days until she's back in town? My clinic was always able to manipulate things that way. When you stop the pills, the next day becomes cycle day one again. Maybe she can still squeeze in an IVF cycle before the lab closes in mid-January. Anyway, just my thoughts. Well wishes, Amanda. 3,700 square feet, Austin, Texas. One husband and a science maid, nearly 4-year-old, plus 2 kittens and a parrot. 85-inch and 65-inch TVs, maybe 2 hot dogs in 2022.
85.
Well, they have a 3,700 square foot house.
Oh.
So, you know.
Pass.
85 inches isn't like.
I barely see it, probably.
Exactly. That's an interesting thought. Maybe worth bringing that up with your doctor.
It's pretty wild to like be like, you know, manipulate your cycle like that. To be like, here's a pill. Now it won't start.
Whoa. I mean, it happens all the time. Like clinics do that like, stuff all the time.
It's real futury stuff, you know?
I mean, so is IVF just in general.
Nah, that's old timey stuff.
It is?
Yeah, you just pray to a star.
Oh.
And the baby is born.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's how IVF works.
Oh, I never knew that.
I almost, and then I realized it would be too traumatic for Henry. I almost explained to him that he was frozen in a lab for 2 years.
Oh my God.
He would be so, maybe that's why he's so upset with us. Like, if we leave him alone, or if we don't hear him in his crib for 6.5 seconds.
Because we left him alone in a freezer for 2 years?
Yes, yeah.
I don't know that he's made that connection.
He has some real abandonment issues, you know?
I don't.
In that he looks at pictures of himself.
Uh-huh.
In his crib.
Yeah.
And then asks why we weren't tending to him, and we just took a picture.
I mean, I think he, like... He's an only child.
Yes.
So it's like all about him.
Right.
All the time.
Yeah, but it was also like, it's very funny that, it's cute.
The picture that you're talking about, I know exactly which one you're talking about. I took the picture because he had moved, it was when he was in the phase of moving his crib.
Right.
And he had moved his crib like basically to the middle of the room.
Right.
He wasn't distraught.
Yes, that's the thing, though. He thinks he was, yeah.
But he wasn't.
He's like, how could I have been so distraught long enough to move my crib to the middle of the room? And you came in and all you did was take a picture.
I know. It was pretty funny. But
he also wants to go back into Dory's tummy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did we even talk about that?
I was just wondering, did we talk about that?
I don't know.
I mean, it was. I think we did, but maybe we didn't. I don't remember. Anyway, I'll give the abridged version. He had me talking. He had me like making up stories or books, as he called them, about body parts. So he would like do the arm book, do the leg book, and then he wanted me to do the tummy book. And I started talking about the belly button and the umbilical cord. And next thing I knew, I was talking about how Henry had been cut out of my stomach. And he was like horrified.
Yeah. It's like, why?
And then he was like, he wanted to know how I'd been stitched back up.
Why did you do that? I didn't want to come out.
And then he said he didn't want to come out. And I was like, you're right. You didn't. That's why you had to be cut out. And then Matt, at some point, I feel like we did tell this story. But anyway, you kind of came in as I was telling this, and you're the most like like horrified look on your face. You're
I just
like,
didn't what understand
is happening. And I was like, you
what
know what
was happening?
I was like, you're not wrong. I just started talking about it, and it was like one thing led to another, and I didn't know how to stop it.
Yeah, so, and then I was telling him about living in Boston and how sometimes the temperature would get so cold that you'd want to go run your car for a little bit before you got in it. And then he asked where he was when we were living there. Mm. And then I had to tell him that he was nowhere.
Well, yeah. Henry.
But what are you doing?
I think he thinks there's maybe some food under there.
All right.
Oh,
good shake, Bo. Good shake.
Okay. We're going to take another break and we'll be back.
Already?
In a flash. Yeah, already.
That's a quick one. Be right back.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, we're back.
Hello.
We're just breezing here, you know? It's an easy breezy episode.
Easy breezy.
The Breeze Cast. It's got to be a name of a show, right?
The Breeze Cast?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's probably like Drew Brees.
Oh.
Has a podcast
called The Breeze Cast. Okay. All right. This is from Rebecca, who says, "Hi, Matt and Dory. I'm responding to Ariana Perry's email about buying a guitar for her child. I would like to suggest looking into whether your local library has instruments to lend out."
What?
"The library I work for lends out a variety of instruments, including ukuleles and a children's acoustic guitar."
Huh.
"Even if your library doesn't, another one in your network might and would be willing to lend it out, provided you physically pick up and return it to that library. Might be worth it before you decide to invest in your own guitar. All the best, Rebecca B. I work in the same network as the Brookline Library."
Wow.
Oh, the Brookline Library. I have many fond memories of the Brookline Library.
Have we not taken Henry there?
We have not taken Henry there. I would like to take Henry there.
Maybe someday.
Maybe someday.
Bo, what are you doing? Bo, you're underfoot, literally.
Thank you, Rebecca. That's a really good suggestion. I think some libraries lend out tools. Like, there's all kinds of things you can get at your library that are not books.
What?
Yeah.
Tools?
Tools.
That's so weird.
It's cool.
Yeah, I guess it is. I mean, it'd be like if they like suddenly just like made Target a library.
Mm.
And you could like take everything out of Target and return it.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, oh, I might want an Apple TV. Let me go to the neighborhood Target and rent one or take one out for nothing. I mean, I guess that's what a return policy is.
Yeah. You just invented return policy.
Way to go, libraries. Doing nothing original.
Well, thank you, Rebecca. This is from Monroe, who writes, "Hello, Matt and Dory. My wife and I do the TV fireplace, but also enjoy wood wick candles for the crackling sound. In terms of candles..."
Those don't do well when I'm recording podcasts, I'll tell you that much.
"Oh, I grew up not even realizing most people lit candles they bought in stores, as my mom was often gifted them but never used them. So I'd always just have fun smelling them. Now, though, I love lighting them, and Bath & Body Works has been having immense sales since at least October on different products, so I highly recommend keeping a lookout on those deals for anyone who wants scented candles. Our favorite holiday scent is 'Tis the Season, but we enjoy many others too, like Fresh Balsam and The Perfect Christmas."
I love that they've got their Christmas scents all down pat. Like, they know exactly which ones.
Oh, totally. "Although they do not have a Hanukkah scented candle, they do have a dreidel wallflower plug-in. Those are their version of a plug-in air fresheners. I got a Hanukkah candle from Yankee Candle last year in the summer at an outlet, actually, but did not see it this year. I would describe it as a cinnamon scent. I was initially just writing in to say that my wife and I are really enjoying the Santa Clauses. It is hilarious. But I got caught up on the candles, and as I unpaused the podcast, I heard you mention the Lindsay Lohan movie, and I agree, Falling for Christmas is very enjoyable."
Wow. Monroe has a lot of Christmas thoughts.
"Have a wonderful Hanukkah and Christmas. Best, Monroe, in upstate New York with my wife and two cats." And Monroe has a master's in public health.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, did you get that email, Monroe? That was us. He seems like way in on Christmas.
And candles.
Yeah, but like, have you noticed? He's only talking about holiday candles.
Yeah, that's true.
No mention of any off-season candles.
Yeah, good point.
What am I hearing?
I don't know. Some sort of music?
Some music. I mean, it's been hard here, guys. The last 4 days, they've been jackhammering at the neighbor behind us. Is apparently getting all of the cement removed in a 50-block radius. Like, I don't understand how there's so much jackhammering happening.
It does seem to be a lot of jackhammering for it.
Which tells me a couple things. One, the crew running this jackhammer, they don't know how to properly use a jackhammer.
Mm.
Two, they don't know how to properly use a jackhammer. And three, they don't know where to go. Because you're supposed to, like, the jackhammer is not to, like, take, because I feel like it's like they're taking off, like, 4 or 5 inch pieces at a time instead of, like, 3 feet, use a pickaxe, pull it out.
Oh, they're trying to do it all.
They're trying to do it all with the jackhammer, and it's really loud and annoying and makes podcasts impossible.
This is true.
All right. Thanks, Monroe.
All right. We have a voicemail.
Let's hear it through, whatchamacallit, Dropbox. Wow. Here we go again.
Hi, Matt and Dory. My name's Katie. I'm calling from Austin, Texas. I've been listening for many, many years since the start of your journey and since we have had our science baby, who is now 4, which leads me to my question. My partner and I are planning on taking our daughter to Disney World sometime in the future, and we're wondering, what are your best suggestions to do with a kid around 4, 5, 6 years old? What is a not miss? Best food? Like, how do you feel about the Disney resorts? Which one would you stay at? Which one would you not stay at? All those kinds of good questions. I'd love your input. We, like I said, live in Austin, Texas, about 1,600 square feet. One television in the living room, I don't know, 60-ish inches. For myself, or all of us, I think, no hot dogs this year.
Wow.
So, thank you.
Hot dog free year over there in Austin. That seems 4 to 6 years old is like just prime time. You can do everything with them. They probably skip their nap at that point, right?
Yeah, I think most 4 to 6 year olds are not napping.
So, I mean, just exhaust them, you know? Just get them overtired.
I think that's, yeah, probably the way to go. I mean, I was going to say, talk to our friend Naseem Kansari and she's a Disney travel agent, and have her plan your trip. Because
Henry would like you to open this door.
I know, I'm coming.
Okay.
I need a second.
Henry is really excited to talk to us. Okay. Probably. Maybe. Who knows? What time is Mickey? Oh, he just wants to know what time Mickey is.
Remember, we talked about this? Do you want to be on the podcast?
Well, yeah, but
we're almost done. Have a seat. Put your headphones on.
Hey, I'm not thinking for the Fika.
Yeah, you are. Hi, Henry.
Ha ha ha.
Welcome to the show.
Okay.
So far, I'd like to say, how are you feeling today?
How are you feeling today?
Henry, what's your favorite episode of Bluey?
No food?
Oh, nothing. Okay. What's your favorite Mickey?
Clubhouse.
Okay, and who's your favorite of all of Mickey's friends?
Mickey?
What about Daisy?
No.
How about Donald?
No.
Goofy?
No.
Henry?
I'm just here.
You are just here.
Oh, I'm done.
Thank you for joining us, Henry. We'll see you again next week.
Can you get me off of here?
Yep.
All
right.
Okay,
now we've
That was an exciting interview.
Wow. Okay.
Worth it.
Yep. So what I was saying was, I would reach out to Naseem or another Disney travel agent. You don't have to use Naseem. We just like Naseem. And she's helped a bunch of listeners and
don't be a jerk. Friends. Just reach out to Nassim.
Reach out to Nassim.
Magic and Saffron.
On Instagram. And she'll plan your trip. It's so easy. And,
you know, she'll help you too.
She'll help you. She'll give you guidance. It's just like, I just, it's so much easier when you're doing like, you know, a big overnight trip. I think it's so much easier to use a travel agent.
There you go. Especially at Disney.
Yes.
She'll keep track of all the best deals. If there's any rack rate situations happening or change in hotel prices, she'll be on top of that. You won't have to do anything with it. She'll just get you the best price. I don't know that there's a hotel that's bad for a kid.
We stayed at Art of Animation, and I thought that was a good choice for us.
Yeah.
Because
of the room separation.
The room separation. So Henry, we ended up having Henry stay in the closed off bedroom, and then Matt and I slept out in the living room because he went to bed before us. And it's one of the less expensive resorts, so that was also nice.
Relative, though, because relative, it's, of course. Everything's super expensive.
And all the rooms are themed, and I think, like, Henry didn't care at that point, but I think some kids might be into, like, there's, like, Finding Nemo, there's Cars, there's some other theme that I'm forgetting.
Finding Nemo, Cars, Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid, yes, that's what it was.
And Lion King.
No, not Lion King.
Yes, Lion King.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Question me.
Wow. Yeah, so that would be my advice there.
And yeah, they can do everything. So what do you want to do?
Listener.
There you go.
All right. Moving on. This is our last text. You all are thinking of Enron Field, now Minute Maid Park. Home of the Houston Astros. It was renamed really quickly in 2002 after Enron melted down.
Fonder times.
That was in reference to our discussion of
Crypto.com Arena.
Crypto.com Arena, but also FTX having bought the naming rights to the arena in Miami and what was going to happen to that now.
Sure.
And Matt pointed out that as an asset, it would probably be sold and used to potentially pay back creditors or investors.
Whomever.
Who had lost all their money.
Ding dongs.
So, yeah. All right. Well, that brings us to the end of the show. Again, this is our last live, quote unquote, show for the year. But we will see you in January.
Holiday cheer coming your way. Hope you have a great time every day. Holiday cheer going your way. Dory's looking at me because I just made up a song.
And just a reminder, you can support us on Patreon, get up to 2 bonus episodes a month. We will be recording our Patreon episodes this month. So if you just can't live without us for a week, which I mean, I think you probably can. But if you can't, you can always head on over to Patreon at patreon.com/excellentadventure. At the $5 level, you get your name read on the podcast and you get a bonus episode. At $10, you get 2 bonus episodes and you also get our undying gratitude.
That's the only part of us that won't die.
It's true. All right.
So thanks to Mackenzie Erickson.
Megan Nelson.
Magana Prasad.
Melanie Jackson.
Melinda Phelps.
Melissa.
Meryl H.
Mike Zytek.
Mike Kim and Leo.
Molly.
Mariah Adamick.
Nancy Powell.
Nicola Hill.
Nicole B.
Nikki Bossert.
Narantha.
Pamela L. Ryan.
Pamela Wong.
Patty Curie.
Paul Sharp.
Paula.
Rebecca Posey.
Robert Hamilton.
Robin K.
Sadie Massa.
Sarah Dauberman.
Sarah Dauberman.
Sarah Schlageter.
Slara Friedman.
Sarah L.
Sarah Lavelle.
Sarah Swift.
Scarlett Kaufman.
Sherry Olson.
Simone Vanderwinkel.
Stephanie Genevieve.
Stephanie S.
Steve Harcourt.
Susan Gross.
Tanya Lemos.
Tanya K.
The Holterman Clan.
The Kembles.
Tracy Jury.
Valerie Green.
Vanessa Ferguson.
Virginia McFeely.
Whitney Hoffman.
Anonymous.
Aurora and Zelda.
Oh, Ainsley.
CJ.
Crescent Martin.
Danielle Nusiforo.
Deanna McLean.
Elizabeth Brandt.
Elizabeth K.
Elizabeth Kimani.
Emily Harden.
Erin Alana.
Heidi Phelps.
Jane Ennis.
Jen Brennan.
Jesse Labadie.
Julia from Germany.
Justine Adamek.
Katie Davenport.
Laura Bennett.
Laura Madge.
Lauren Cephalo.
Lisa Bove.
Lydia.
It just reminded me. I was reading a book to Henry the other night, mm-hmm. and he's like, Dita, don't read it funny. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, don't say the words wrong. And I was like, wow. He's like, yeah, Dita, don't be funny.
Wow.
So rude. Wow. Lisa Bove, Lydia, Mara Foss.
Mary Messick.
Mary Myra.
Maude Tremblay.
Melanie Ronbeck.
Nicholas Skidmore.
Pamela Carpenter.
Pat Macheski.
Phoebe Boone.
Rachel O'Connell.
Samantha.
Shauna Mandel.
Susanna Perez.
And Zoe Lawrence.
Hopefully the music in the background isn't getting us a copyright strike. All right, everyone.
Okay.
Have a good holiday and or week.
Bye. Bye.